Time we can start with Florida head coach Jim McElwain. Coach, if you'd like to give us just a brief opening statement, and we'll open it up to the questions.
Well, first and foremost, I got to just say what an honor it is to be here. I don't know how humbling it is to be head football coach at the University of Florida. It's something that is really exciting and really looking forward to the challenge. With that, I'll let you guys go ahead and fire away.
Question for the coach. Let's start here on the second row right side. Coach, how much of your offensive system will you be able to put in right away considering the personnel that you currently have?
Well, it's really still in the evaluation stage because we got so many new guys. We'll see how they kind of plug into the formula as we move forward. It's going to be something of building in progress a little bit, and yet at the same time, it's up to us to be able to really get the ball in those explosive playmakers' hands and give them a chance to make some plays for us and put some points on the board. That's really what it's all about.
We'll switch sides here and go to the back of the room. Go ahead.
Justin Thomas here, Coach. I was wondering, is there a timetable or a specific place that you want to be by the season on how your team, from the last coaching staff to now, or is it just...
It's one of those things where we've got work to do. And yet, at the same time, it's about getting a little bit better every day, all right, to the point that we go out and be successful. That's really kind of what we strive to do and understand that the game itself is going to take care of itself based on the preparation that we put in. And let's get a kick out of the guys that are, gamers or whatever, right? Well, you know what? It's about putting work in before you get to the game, and then the game takes care of itself. So really that ability to understand what we need to do and how to be successful is really what we're working for.
We'll go to the right side, second row, and then we'll come right back to the third row.
How, if at all, are you tailoring your offense on account of the, frankly, weak offensive line?
I wouldn't say it's weak. There's just not a lot of experience here. And the thing we have to do is probably kind of go back to our NFL roots a little bit, get 7 to 8 guys kind of ready to be able to swing in some positions, and then really do a great job of developing those guys that can help us later in the year as we move forward. It's just a lack of numbers, a lack of experience, and yet that's the way it is. So I don't look at it as hindering or anything like that. I look at it as a great challenge. It'll be a lot of fun seeing some guys grow up.
One row back, same side.
Hey, Coach.
Hey.
Question for you. How do we fix this?
How do we fix this?
Florida football. How do we fix this?
Well, we got some things that we're doing, and I'm excited about the direction that we're headed. And what do I mean by that? I mean, Coach Muschamp did some outstanding things there in that program. And there's some guys, I think, just by the guys that you've met here today, and you can see the quality of the person that some of these guys are. And I'm really excited about that. They've handled the transition really well. It's really how they kind of blend now and understand that their legacy is going to be answered as well by some of these new guys coming in and how well they indoctrinate them into the Gator way. And that's something that we're really working on. And we've answered a lot of things from a facility standpoint, still have some things to go. And yet, the things that we're doing are the things that are going to help these players be successful and eventually be successful in life. And that's really the goal of what we're trying to do. So, I don't know about the fix. I know this. It's awful fun doing it and putting your stamp on it. And yet, we were able to have an opportunity that there were some things that were in place just from a structure standpoint that were really good as well.
Left side, second row, go ahead.
Coach, I believe you mentioned that through the different offensive coordinators the last few years that there's been several different types of pass catchers coming, kind of different systems, different pieces. I'm wondering how that dynamic affects the offense, if it's a good or bad thing, just kind of how it plays into your offense.
Well, I've said before, I don't have an offense, okay? It's one that we try to always fit to whatever the personnel we have that given year. And You know, in this case, there's been some differences maybe philosophically from a recruiting standpoint of how those guys, you know, have come in. And yet, at the same time, those were all really good football coaches. Those guys that know when they're going to be successful, and that's just the way it is sometimes. And so for us, it's about trying to find out more so what they do well. Now let's fit what we're trying to do, even though we know where we're headed, what we're trying to do in the now to help these guys be successful, but let's keep working on maybe some of the flaws along the road to help us develop some continuity in what we're doing. And I think continuity is really a big word when you come out to whatever, four different O-line coaches and you know, whatever it's been, you know, and yet, you know, that's just the way it was. And, you know, it's up to us to find out if these guys do well.
We're going to try to squeeze in two more. Let's go here, third row on the end, and then we're going to come to the back of the room on the right. Go ahead.
Coach, how's having some of the defensive pieces that Coach Muschamp and his staff left you? How's that kind of helped your staff?
Well, I'll tell you what, those guys do an outstanding job, and there's some really good players on that side. Part of what we, you know, did was try to kind of stay in that same family, if that makes sense. Some guys that fell out of that same defensive tree, you know, when we're talking about coaching ball and, you know, help enhance it from there. But obviously did an outstanding job with some great players, and the numbers, you know, reflected that.
Coach, I know that every coach is his own man, but could you talk specifically about the impact that working with Coach Saban has had on your career and that relationship?
You know, I can't tell you how fortunate I've been to, you know, have that opportunity to come to the University of Alabama and work with Coach Saban there. So obviously I was able to be around some really good coaches along the way as well. And guys that you take a little bit from all the time, you know, his organization, his attention to detail, obviously the experience of being in this conference is something that's invaluable. So he's a guy that, you know, I call at any time, he immediately picks up and helps. And, you know, I've just been really fortunate. He's a special guy to work with and, you know, guy I consider a friend. And you know, that's really important.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.